red suit. Well, that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. This guy's got the right idea. He wore the brown pants.
Cue the music.
All right, and this is Corey from Film Narc, as well as
Chris,
and we're here to give a.
Did not realize how stupid that was.
Yeah, that just wound up being awful. but we are going to be giving a full-on review of the movie Deadpool. We've been wanting to do it since we watched it, and we just haven't really had time.
When did you see it?
February.
February 12th or something like that. Late February.
Yeah,
it was mid-February.
Yeah, mid to late February. We saw it
a while ago, but I've been able to see it multiple times, and we've been wanting to talk about it with you, the Film Narcians, and Yeah,
we wanted to kind of talk to you in case you haven't gone out and seen this movie. So there will be spoilers, so heads up.
We're assuming that most people have seen it at this point.
Yes, so for those that are unfamiliar with Deadpool, Deadpool as a comic book character was very much revered because after a while of being serious for a very short run, he wound up becoming this genre breaking, fourth wall breaking character who was fully aware he was in a comic book. He loved chimichangas, and he was just super random, and he killed people. He was a mercenary, so he was very brutal.
Very violent, yes. very raunchy, a lot of comedy. And no one had ever done the fourth wall breaking before.
But
it was also, it was like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Spawn, but it was a much darker, much more gritty than you see in comic books commonly. Yeah. And a lot of comic books are for kids. This one was not so much.
Yeah. So,
And the movie goes right along with it.
Yes. It took Ryan Reynolds, I think like 11 years or something like that to try and get this movie made. After X-Men Origins, where Deadpool was recreated poorly, Ryan Reynolds was just all in on being this character and he really wants to continue being this character.
He was pioneering it for quite some time, and he actually he does a lot of viral like little videos on YouTube as Deadpool. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
I think Ryan Reynolds just lives Deadpool.
Yeah.
And loves it. So this is a special case where I really enjoyed it, and I felt like I got to know and respect Ryan Reynolds as an actor a lot more because you kind of get to know. I think he's always wanted to do more comedic heavy roles.
He started out, he was such a pretty boy that
I don't think he got cast as much as he wanted to.
Yeah.
So this role just is friends. Just perfect for him. This movie is so funny. I mean, right at the get-go with the rolling credits.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredibly funny. Produced by Asshats. Starring God's Perfect Idiot. Like, even the
directed
credits.
Directed by an overpaid tool.
Oh, yeah. It's very funny, very clever. The writers, the real heroes here.
And what's great is you're worried about the character coming across in film the way people want the character. And if you are a fan of Deadpool, you will be a fan of this movie. If you are not overly familiar with it, it may come as a bit of a shock. But it is one of the best representations of a comic book character into a movie that I personally have ever seen.
Right. Most honest and consistent. It's definitely very Deadpool. Also, like, the fourth wall breaking and the self-knowledge was far more enjoyable and played out really well.
They did it really well.
In a movie format, which I was kind of nervous about.
Yeah.
You know, when I heard about the movie at first, I was like, is that really going to work? It worked really well.
They did incredible with it.
So, you got him, the relationship and how they played that out was good. There was some depth and there was some, like, some love, and even though it started as this like shallow sexual thing, they did a good job making it more than that and showing that they wanted to get married and things like that. So it was good, and the action was incredible.
They had incredible action. I mean, the action scenes were great. They were funny. They were also very intuitive. Like, they were very unique, which is nice with superhero movies and action movies.
Right.
Is you've kind of seen everything.
There's been so much action done on film. It's really hard to surprise people.
Yeah. And what's great about Deadpool is that they know how to slip the comedy into it. There's a scene that gives a lot of credence to Monty Python and the Holy Grail battle with the Black Knight, with like, oh, it's just a flesh wound when Deadpool fights Colossus and punches him and breaks his wrist, and then punches him and breaks his other wrist,
totally,
and then
kicks him and breaks his
breaks his leg.
Yeah.
And then he's getting drug off, and he's just got these like floppy hands that he's flopping around. It's very Monty Python, and then he winds up cutting off his arm, his own arm, which is great. But I'd say the thing that they did better than the action were the in-between scenes. Like, all the stuff in the taxi cab is great. If you really want a Deadpool moment to hang your hat on, the second time when he's in the taxi cab with the guy and he finds out there's someone in the trunk, that the guy driving the taxi cab, it was like the boyfriend of the girl he likes.
Yeah.
And Deadpool's
his cousin.
Yeah. And he's like, tells like Colossus.
Is in the backseat in Negasonic. And he's like, he's like whispering. He's like, oh, you should not. You shouldn't have kidnapped. Definitely kidnapped.
Yeah.
Good job. Way to go.
He's like, and then you take him somewhere and you let him go and then kill him.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then you go tell the girl how you feel and kidnap her.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
it's just, it is so perfect.
That was one of the funnier moments.
Yeah.
The whole movie, the way it plays out, I like the world that they've created.
Yeah.
I like the bar,
yeah,
you know, with all the mercenaries.
That's
It's a cool area.
TJ Miller in a supporting role as Weasel, who
I'm
does
just excited
a great
to
job.
See more and more TJ Miller.
Yeah.
I fell in love with him in Silicon Valley.
Such a great
he's
show.
He's really good in Deadpool. And
yeah.
And I he was a bigger part than I expected.
Yeah.
You see him in the trailers and you think, oh, you know, it's cool that he's in it, but he was actually,
Probably has one of the best lines in the entire
he's
movie.
He's sort of like the Alfred to Deadpool's Batman.
That is a very great point.
Yeah.
But I'd say he probably has one of the best lines in the movie where he goes and Wade Wilson has cancer and he's trying to figure out a way to stop it. And TJ Miller's character's talking to him, and he's like, hey, this guy gave me his card. He wants to talk to you. And he's like, oh, no, what do you think? And he's like, well, it'll advance the plot.
Yeah, he says, yeah, maybe you should go talk to him. It'll further the plot.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll further the plot.
Yeah, it's such a great, it's one of those fourth wall breaking things. And there's tons of X-Men jokes in it. Like, he keeps going to the Xavier school, and it's only Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead, and Daredevil makes a comment like, oh, what, you guys couldn't afford any of the other X-Men to be in the movie?
Yeah.
He's like, it's only you two guys. Like, it's
which
fantastic.
Is excellent.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of little jabs at Hugh Jackman and Wolverine, which was cool. He talked about how he had to fondle his balls to get the movie made.
He has the Hugh Jackman face at the
end. Yeah, which is ridiculous. So yeah, there was a lot of great humor.
Hugh Jackman?
It's a movie that you haven't seen before, whether superhero or not. It was just as innovative as a movie, I feel like.
Yeah.
It gets a lot of attention as being a different kind of superhero movie.
Yeah,
but I think
it doesn't fall into that
it was a different
category.
It was a different kind of any movie, and really good. The comedy was great. The action was great. They went pretty hard. It's definitely a hard R.
Very much a hard R.
I remember Daniel, the guy we saw it with, an acting buddy of mine, he mentioned that he didn't like it as much when the other characters broke the fourth wall. I did like the line about maybe it'll further the plot.
Yeah.
But I do understand, like, you can't have too much fourth wall breaking.
Yeah.
But it didn't become, I don't think it became too much,
I
understood that.
I think really
mention.
The only other fourth wall break was just that once.
Well, there's another part where I think TJ Miller's character says something else.
Hmm. But I mean, they're both kind of partners in crime, so I could see how it kind of makes sense for both of them to do it.
I felt like if anyone does it, he's kind of...
Yeah, like if Colossus was just like, why, hello, movie theater people.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you have any issues with the movie? Because there was one thing which kind of isn't a problem with the movie, but it dropped my score a bit in terms of rating it. Because how they do it is they do it a little bit of Tarantino style. So you start out in this one specific scene on a highway, and every now and then it'll pause and then cut to backstory and show you the origin on how he became Daredevil.
I think they were really nervous about telling the origin and how to do it and keep it poppy and entertaining. And because they were worried about slowing down the movie and dragging, they interlocked the origin with the opening action scene.
Yeah.
But as I watch it more, they didn't, like, the main part of the most action really isn't split up at all.
Yeah.
So the whole ending is. And because, I mean, I wasn't I didn't know the comic book very well, so I was very interested in the origin story. So I won't be like most people. For me, that was really a very interesting and necessary part. But I understand where you're coming from, because that was kind of the best sequence in the movie, was that
it was a great
fight
scene,
but they did split it up a little bit.
And it's not that I had issues with the origin story, how it was shot. I still found those parts super interesting. They were good. They were well acted. All that, but the scene on the highway was so good
and
that you wanted to just keep watching it.
Yeah.
And then they cut it and you'd kind of be like, ah, dang it. Like, I want to see more of this because it's so good.
And it would have been cool to see it all in
one
sequence.
Chunk.
Yeah, in one chunk.
I mean, it makes the movie kind of like not let the origin and the serious parts slow down the comedy and the action. So I see why they did it. It's a good way. But you just kind of get caught up wanting to stay on the highway.
If they had just done the opening, like the origin, and then all the action, it would have been really action heavy at the end and really kind of more storyline in the beginning. And it would have really like separated the movie. So I understand why they did it. My only issue really was there were a few parts where I really felt like they were trying to justify the R rating. You know what I mean? Like they were really like, we have to have this R, so there's going to be boobs, and there's going to be sex, and there's going to be, like... And so it just felt like they were going a little bit further than they needed to. And plus, any kind of strip club scene in movies, they become a little tired. I just feel like I've seen that a lot. Like, people walking through strip clubs and all these girls dancing, and I feel like they put it in there because so many people are like, oh yeah, I'd like to see that, but... There's a lot of eye candy on the screen, but for me it felt like this is, as much as they did a good job fitting it into the story, it just after a while just was like, I feel like this is a little bit more than it necessary.
But what I think they may have been trying to do is they didn't know how well Deadpool was going to do. It wasn't until production was pretty much finished and the movie was just about to come out they got greenlit for a second movie. So I think they were like, wow, I can't believe we got away with making this rated R Deadpool movie. Let's throw everything in.
We need to,
and so they
we need to show that it needs to be R.
Yeah.
And that's I think that's exactly what they were doing. And there's, you only see a little bit, like it only comes out a little bit in the movie. So they did a good job with it. Mm-hmm. Like I think the violence and gore and stuff was perfect.
Yeah.
And like crazy but awesome and great. But the, like, it just, there was a little bit of that where I feel like they were really kind of trying to say, look at what we can do with a rated R superhero movie. But other than that, I mean, I gave it a 4.9 out of 5. So, I mean, the movie was really good.
And I think I gave it a 4.5 just because there's that one piece that you like, oh, like you kind of got bummed with the break and the action.
It pulls you back a little bit.
But not in a bad way. It's just, you get that feeling.
It's just so good that you're disappointed a little bit.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be disappointed when you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
No matter
And I'd say another
is.
Thing that I'm watching Daredevil season 2 and it's just like in the top of my head. But Deadpool, the one thing about Deadpool that I think works kind of in an interesting way is it's a lot like Airplane. Almost. And how I would explain that is there are jokes every 2 seconds practically.
Right.
So... there will be a lot of jokes that don't necessarily land or aren't necessarily funny, but it's surrounded by so many jokes, there's no way to, like, sit there and go, oh, that was lame, because you're already on to the next thing
It never stops being funny.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do that. It's hard to make a movie like that, but they tell such a story.
Yeah.
And they engage you. You care about this relationship. You care about the character. You believe that there are stakes, and he really, like, there's this vengeance, and there's, you know, Colossus actually brought
He was a great supporting character.
Right, so he brought in a really cool side of, like, kind of the anti-Deadpool, giving him this other side of, like, look, this is the moral, this is what I want you to become, you know? And
Deadpool was doing. And it gave credence and gave some layers to what he's doing, why he's doing it.
Yeah.
And that other people want him to kind of be the good guy, right. But he's like, not really my style. I really want to kill these people.
Well, to me, this movie felt like they weren't trying to make a comedy. They were trying to make a really good movie, and there's a ton of comedy in it.
Yeah.
And that's what really stands out to me is, with all this comedy, you still care about the characters. Mm. You still care about the action. You care about what's happening. You care about the origin of Deadpool and who he is and Wade Wilson, and you care about his girlfriend and his fiance, and you care about Colossus and all these different things. They did a really good job with it, and it's really exciting, and I'm glad that they did tie it into X-Men. Because that's the one superhero franchise that hasn't been bled into others yet.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because it is part of Marvel. And I think in...
Well, it's owned by Fox, so they can't mix
it. Right, and that's the only reason they haven't. Yeah. Right. Because in Civil War, which is coming up, there would be more X-Men involved in that if they could. But anyhow, it's exciting to see Deadpool kind of bleed in and how they're going to interact with him. And, man, Deadpool, a very Wolverine-esque character, but just, you know, done gritty and dark and funny. And the humor, that's another thing, is you make this funny movie, but they establish really well the fact of the matter is that humor is central to his character.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for his sense of humor, this terrible thing that happened to him would have ruined him.
Yeah.
And so his sense of humor is not only, like, part of his character and his personality, but it's what keeps him human and sane.
And keeps him going.
And so it justifies all the comedy in the movie and makes it necessary for the storyline. And so just having that kind of work together so well with the film was really nice to see.
Yeah.
So good movie. If you haven't seen it, see it. And I don't know why you're listening to a spoil review if you haven't seen it, but there weren't a ton of spoilers.
Because we tell it better than what you'll actually see in the movie.
But the people who are listening to this who haven't seen it aren't going to see it. They just want to hear us talk about
it. I just want to hear you guys. Because you matter. But, in the way that this is kind of changing the game is with that R rating. There are a lot of movies coming out now, like superhero movies, talking about how they're going to be doing R rating. It looks like the next and last Wolverine for Hugh Jackman is going to be rated R. It looks like there will be a rated R cut of Batman versus Superman.
Batman v Superman is like half an hour longer, and they have an R version now. So this is...
I'm just not excited about that.
Right, that seems unnecessary, but...
It's like, us too!
Yeah, exactly. But it's nice to see. And I think maybe that might be, depending on how well that does, that might become a more common thing, is to have like a theater version that's okay for like a lot of the kids and families to go see. And then a rated R version that might be like released on DVD or something that, you know, adults will enjoy more.
Yeah. So, but I feel like people are seeing the rated R thing as like, ooh, we can jump on there. And then all of a sudden you're going to have like Batman saying stuff like, prepare to get effed.
Yeah.
And it's just what? Come on.
It's not necessary for a lot of the stories.
Like,
so
you don't need Spider-Man to have a foul mouth. You don't need Iron Man and Captain America to have a foul mouth.
Right. Like, you don't at all.
You don't. A character like Deadpool... It works for the character.
Hulk could use a rated R reboot.
I'd say for the violence. Hulk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I could understand if they ever redo Spawn and do a really good version.
Oh, yeah.
Spawn needed to be rated R and wasn't. So, but the fact that this has opened up so many doors is very exciting. And we might see a lot of superheroes that were difficult to do right in the past.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to
pitch
it to everyone.
Marvel's really helping with that with movies like Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man, taking these heroes that a lot of people kind of knew, but you never thought, like, I'm going to see a movie of this, which Ant-Man was kind of like that for me, and then I watched it, and that is one of the most impressive fight scenes. Just all of it. Like, I was watching it, and I never thought, you know, if I ever had a superpower, I'd want to shrink.
Right.
Like, that was never in my mind, but after seeing that movie, I was like, holy crap, I want that! Like, that's impressive to me.
And the whole movie, the storyline was wrapped up in the origin so well that it didn't feel like, oh, you have to give us an origin story and then make a movie. It was like it was all one cohesive, you know, you learned about him and the difficult things that he was capable of. that added to his powers that you didn't previously know. But I think,
and that's what you kind of get in Deadpool with kind of like clips and
we're starting to go
back
off topic.
Yeah, so it's like how I wrap that around.
Yeah, Deadpool, amazing movie. Ryan Reynolds, I'm super excited about him as an actor. I like him so much more than I did.
And
previously.
Number two, we'll have Cable.
Yes, yes. So very exciting. Keep on keeping on, and
Yep. We'll see you next time.